In this MACPAR Cybersecurity Forum podcast interview, we are once again speaking with Larry Hunt, who is the Director of Business Development at MACPAR, about the history of Zero Trust. And in part two of this podcast series, Larry will be discussing changes in information security that bring us to Zero Trust, as well as advancements in Zero Trust in 2022. And Mr. Hunt has the distinction of being one of the founders of the EDP Auditors Foundation in the 70s, when as a computer auditor, he began his career in what is known today as cybersecurity. Mr. Hunt also went on to obtain many more certifications and awards in several computer-related fields, including being a sworn member and advisor for the Southern Virginia Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force under the DOJ for nearly 10 years. He's also worked with NIST and the National Cybersecurity Center of Excellence as a voluntary contributing associate. And with that, here is part two of this interview.
What changed in information security to bring us to Zero Trust?
Well, Matt, historically, the perimeter-based network security model has been the dominant model for information security. It assumes users inside the corporate network perimeter are trusted, and anyone on the outside is untrusted. For several decades, the view of trust has served as the basis for determining what resources a subject/asset can access. Several high-profile cyber attacks between 2010 and 2015, including the Office of Personnel Management breach in 2015, have undermined the case for the perimeter-based model. Moreover, the perimeter is becoming less relevant due to several factors, including the growth of the cloud computing, mobility, and changes in the modern workforce. It is with this backdrop that the Federal Chief Information Officer Council engaged the NIST National Cybersecurity Center of Excellence in 2018 to help federal agencies coalesce around a definition for ZTA, Zero Trust Architecture, and understand the benefits and limitations of ZTA. Successfully modernizing the federal government approach to security requires the government to weigh in on Zero Trust. In 2020, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST, reframed the conversation with its special publication, NIST 800-207, Standard for Zero Trust Architecture, and recently, in 2022, the NIST National Security Center of Excellence released NIST Special Publication 1800-35 A, B, C, and D drafts, providing guidance in implementing Zero Trust to industry and the government. The new cybersecurity paradigm was focused on resource protection and the premise that trust should never be granted implicitly, but must continuously be evaluated. The shackles of the perimeter and the notion of the virtual private network was discarded. Its essentials are key to understanding how Zero Trust operates and why it's a departure from the approaches that came before it. 800-207 standard stipulates key tenets and assumptions for Zero Trust. Three of the most critical points from a much longer list are: no resource is inherently trusted. All communication is secured regardless of network location. All resource authentication and authorization are dynamic and strictly enforced before access is allowed. In May of 2021, the president issued Executive Order 14028, improving the nation's cybersecurity, initiating a sweeping government-wide effort to ensure that baseline security practices are in place, to migrate the federal government to a zero trust architecture, and to realize the security benefits of cloud-based infrastructure while mitigating associated risks.
Thanks, Larry. As always, appreciate those insights. So what happened in 2022 to advance Zero Trust?
Well, Matt, if this was a paradigm shift in terms of thinking about Zero Trust, the revolution in terms of advancement came with the U.S. Office of Management and Budget M-22-09 directive issued in 2022. Suddenly, zero trust became the law of the land, at least where U.S. federal agencies are concerned. But the implications were broader, with executive endorsement almost certainly bearing in mind a high-profile 2021 supply chain attack that compromised federal agencies, including State, Treasury, Homeland Security, Commerce, and Energy. The zero trust methodology had the weight of the American government behind it. Further refining zero trust, there's something to think about, all right? The U.S. government endorsed the zero trust principles doesn't mark the end of advancement for the model. Other approaches to zero trust architecture align closely with NIST ZTA framework and Gartner's definition of SSE. And it goes beyond these standards and three fundamental advancements in zero trust thinking. And they are: all traffic is zero trust traffic. Identity and context always come before connectivity. Applications and even app environments should remain invisible to unauthorized users.
This concludes part two of the MACPAR Cybersecurity Forum podcast interview with Larry Hunt, who is the Director of Business Development at MACPAR, who discussed changes in information security to bring us to zero trust, as well as advancements in zero trust in 2022.